The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Jamie, why are we here?
We're here because my dad's written a porno.
Your dad's written a porno?
Erotic literature.
Why?
Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
I also want to personally thank Sir James Godwin for letting us have this opportunity to raise some much needed money for our local charity, the Asses and Donkeys Trust. The safe word is thimble. It stops you from getting pricked.
She's had vagina gin. Virginia.
Virginia, if you will. Virgin and tonic.
Virginia and tonic.
Hello, James and Alice. How are you guys?
Very good.
Wonderful, thank you.
Excellent. And hello, everyone at home. People who are crashing their cars, being interrupted in the supermarket from laughing too much, spitting their tea out.
It's dangerous, listen to
it's
this
podcast.
It's been
hazardous, I think.
It has, yeah.
Take care out there, guys.
My dad wrote a porno is causing carnage around the world.
Are we liable if someone does hurt themselves?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. We take no responsibility for injuries caused.
But if you do operate heavy machinery for your job, quit.
Pull out the headphones now. Stop. Thank you for joining us again. We are here to tackle Chapter 9 of Belinda Blinked.
Can you believe it?
I feel like it's been a lifetime. How has it only been that many chapters?
Well, I thought about something the other day.
Oh, yeah.
In book terms, in narrative terms, we've actually only known Belinda for 3 days. But I feel like I've known her a lifetime.
Oh. I can't imagine my life without her.
Exactly.
It'll never be the same again, your life,
Alice.
I don't
know if it will. So the previous chapter was...
The Tombola.
And this chapter is...
The Chalet.
The Chalet?
Yeah.
When I think of chalets, I think of those
Centre
like...
parks?
No, those things on the beach, like the sheds on the beach.
Oh,
where
I
you
think
can only
of skiing.
Fit.
That's a beach hut, technically.
Oh, is it?
I believe I'm right in thinking that Centre Parks does have chalets, so...
Aren't there more log cabins?
There.
I think chalets are what you get in, like, Courchevel.
I think
a bit of raclette.
We're from very different backgrounds.
Yeah. Mother used to call it a chalet, to make it sound posher.
Going down to the garden shed. James, the chalet, dear.
James, go to the mansion. That's a bin, Mother.
Rocky recently built a garden shed at the bottom of his garden and they call it the pavilion.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
You can really upsell anything.
You really
you?
Can.
Is that where he writes, in the pavilion? Has he ever written it?
Yeah, I think he does. A bit like Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has something at the back of the garden to get out of Mum's hair. Mm. So, chapter 9 is the chalet. Are we ready?
My heart's racing right now.
You have got a very strange pose
kind of
going on.
I'm grabbing my legs. I think I've got sweaty hands.
Anticipation. Oh. My goodness. Okay, so, Belinda Blinked, Chapter 9, The Chalet. Belinda felt the horse box reversing, accompanied with the grinding of gears, and then the engine of the 4x4 went dead. There was a silence for at least 30 minutes.
30 minutes? She was sat in the back of the horse box for 30 minutes?
Well, copious amounts of gin and tonic, James. Who wouldn't stay there?
That's true. But I would pop my head out and be like, is everything all right?
That's a Daily Mail story, because you know when people leave their dogs in the car when they're in the supermarket for like 2 hours in the summer?
Yeah, crack a window.
Really bad.
There was silence for at least 30 minutes and Belinda started to feel abandoned. Well, she would.
Yeah.
She would, of course. Right. Anyone would.
Then suddenly the tailgate opened and the Duchess climbed up the ramp. She was dressed in full horse riding gear. A red jacket, white jodhpurs, black boots.
It's getting very Jilly Cooper, isn't it?
Isn't it? Black jumping hat and crop with a scarlet tag on the end.
To me, that says, like, fox hunt rather than general horse riding, like the red.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It certainly doesn't say sexy time.
Belinda blinked.
Stop
Did
it.
Did she? What a surprise.
Fearing the worst.
It was a fearful blink.
The Duchess grabbed Belinda's ass and pulled her up to a standing position.
Via her ass?
Yeah.
Not the ass that she's been raising money for at the Tombola.
Not the donkey and ass's trust.
Right, okay, sorry, I thought there was an ass in the horse box with her. Right, okay.
Can we just think about the mechanics of pulling someone up by their ass? You have to, like, get round the back and... That's difficult.
That is quite tricky.
The Duchess is strong.
She then pushed her down the ramp and pulled her by her left tit into the chalet-style building.
Some really push and pull going on there.
Can you grab one of the tits on their own?
To me, just... to you. Yeah, what's going on? So, an ass and a tit.
An ass and a tit. Hold a hand. Do you know what I mean?
They're designed perfectly for such an action.
Dragging her in by the nipple.
I love it when he says tit in the singular. Mm. Sounds so wonderful. Tit.
Because Rocky is a bit of a tit, isn't he? It's quite a fun word to say.
Tit.
The Duchess made for a doorway at the end of the lounge, which led to a large wet room.
A wet room? So, like with a shower in? And...
No, probably not.
Oh, God, it's too obvious. It's a portent.
I think it's like the leather room.
She stood Belinda under the shower and turned it on. Slowly, the Duchess started to strip off her riding gear.
Seems a lot of faff to get in all that riding gear just to take it off minutes later.
So did she spend the half an hour getting into the riding gear? Is that where she was?
I think so.
Oh, right, okay.
And then she's just taken it off.
Like Belinda, the Duchess was well endowed.
Does the Duchess have a dick?
Yeah, she got a big cock.
I think he means endowed as in breasts.
Tit.
Yeah,
double tit going on.
Double tit squared, Belinda and the Duchess.
It's a pomegranate salad waiting to happen.
I love that the pomegranates just will never die.
I will never look at one in the same way again. And I also feel really terrible that I said that they don't hang. They do hang.
They do hang.
Like boobs, like tit. They do hang like tit. Yeah.
Like Belinda, the Duchess was well endowed. But her ass was showing signs of her 50-something years. And Charles...
Oh, saggy ass.
50-something years of what, I'm waiting to hear.
Or someone dragging her by her ass, probably.
She got big old saggy ass.
But her ass was showing signs of her 50-something years, and childbirth had not been kind to her stomach muscles.
Oh my goodness.
Give her a break. She's in her 50s, bless her.
Also, like, when you're 50, I don't feel like... I don't know.
What, it should be that saggy?
No, I just don't feel like... It shows the 50 years on it. Like, I don't think it's like the rings on a tree trunk. I don't feel like you could age someone just by the ass, like, 52, next.
I bet her thong won't be straight. Do you know what I mean?
However, she was still in good shape, and the riding clothes had made the most of her attributes. Belinda could not help but hope she would not be in worse shape when she reached the same age.
What?
Albeit some 20 years away.
Belinda
could not help but hope she would not be in worse shape when she reached the same age, albeit some 20 years away.
Is that a compliment? She couldn't help, so she was hoping that she wouldn't be in worse shape. So she's thinking she looks quite good.
So she hopes, like, she won't be, her or better.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You're welcome. I'm glad we got that.
Thank you.
Christ.
Now totally naked, the Duchess started to wash Belinda and herself down with shampoo and smelly natural oils.
Smelly?
Also shampoo, like all over her body?
Bless smelly.
I know.
That's such a dad thing to say.
She's got some Christmas smellies and she's putting them to good use.
Belinda whispered a word of thanks for this thoughtful act, even though the Duchess's hands were all over her vagina, ass and breasts.
A word of thanks? So thanks.
The Duchess immediately frowned and stepped out of the shower area to pick up her crop, which was laid close to hand across the washhand basin.
Uh-oh.
Anxious.
We know what's going to happen with that crop.
I don't.
Address me as my lady and nothing else. And to emphasise this, she flicked the crop onto the cheek of Belinda's right ass.
Right ass?
There's a lot of ass in this chapter.
So wait, the Duchess has a dick and Belinda has two asses.
Oh my God.
What is going on?
Oh, Belinda's right ass. Whoosh! The crop's impact made Belinda jump and left a nasty bright red mark on her skin.
It's going to sting.
Mm. Belinda grimaced and replied quickly, "Thank you, my lady." "That's better, servant," said the Duchess.
She's just a bit kinky now. This
quite
is getting
authoritative,
into a
isn't she?
S&M territory. This chapter feels quite different.
I mean, I'll say one thing for Rocky. You never know which direction it's going to go. It changes like the wind. From chapter to chapter, you could be in a maze, getting kind of tied up. You can be in a leather room, town hall clock. You can just be in a regional sales meeting. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason.
To think 8 chapters ago, we were in a job interview and...
She's had a busy old week, hasn't she?
Oh my God.
And she was going to do a big shop, wasn't she? But she went instead to the tennis party.
Today should be a big shop. I bet she wish she did it now.
The Duchess set the crop aside and continued to wash Belinda down.
One little flick on the right ass and then back to washing.
Well, I think she was just kind of setting the tone, saying, you know, address me correctly.
Setting out the parameters of the sexual badinage about to take place.
Don't say badinage.
Never say badinage.
What does badinage mean?
Tat-a-tat.
Oh.
Can we have an actual word? As a symbol?
It's kind of communication.
You know, badinage, tat-a-tat. Have you been borrowing Rocky's Word of the Day toilet paper?
Like father, like son.
Guilty. The Duchess set the crop aside and continued to wash down Belinda, again applying plenty of hand squeezing to her tits.
Applying hand squeezing?
Is she expecting it to dispense soap? Out the nipple.
After 5 minutes of this, the Duchess changed her tactics and concentrated on her vagina and clitoris.
Mm.
It's a different tactic.
Belinda's nipples started to respond. She was, after all, that type of girl and couldn't help it. However, the Duchess started to smile and said, "That's very good, servant." "Thank you, my lady," replied Belinda, with her nipples now fully extended and her vagina...
What's that, a periscope?
With her nipples now fully extended and her vagina started to become wet, the Duchess decided to dry down Belinda and move her to her bedroom. Belinda was told to lie down, open her legs wide, and masturbate herself in front of the Duchess.
Masturbate yourself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Is that the phrase? Masturbate yourself.
I guess just masturbate.
Yeah.
I just feel really uncomfortable.
He isn't your dad.
Why?
Well, quite. How are you?
You're right.
Masturbate's one of those words that you don't really associate your parents even knowing.
Yeah.
Open her legs wide and masturbate herself in front of the Duchess.
Can you stop saying masturbate yourself in front of the Duchess, please?
I'd love to, Alice, but it's down in the book. "My lady, please fuck me as you wish. I know I am your servant, so please use me for your pleasure," said Belinda.
Is that the most words Belinda's ever said in a row?
I think it is.
Well wow. Done.
She's strung a sentence together at last.
Maybe she likes being a subordinate.
I don't know.
Oh.
She's a power player, is Belinda. Shall we... you know, mentally checking in the extra leg room seat or something.
Mentally updating a Facebook status.
Yeah.
It's complicated with the Duchess.
Feeling subservient.
The Duchess smiled and said, "Yes, servant, I do believe you mean it, and I will test you soon. Don't you worry."
Ooh, oh, what does that mean?
I hate the Duchess. She's really creepy.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to be enjoying it that much. She isn't really embracing the role play in like a fun way. She's quite, you know, she's quite austere, isn't she?
There's been no conversation so far. It's all been command after command.
I don't know if they're in it for the chit-chat.
The Duchess left the room and Belinda looked around her. It was a classic motel bedroom. There was nothing to look at which would give her a clue as to where she was.
Okay, so where are we?
Well, she has no clue of where she is.
Please listen to Belinda.
Belinda blinked.
My thing is, what room ever tells you where you are unless there's a photo of a map of where you are on the wall?
She would just have to wait until the Duchess wanted to have sex with her and perhaps tell her where she was.
In that order.
Anna, finished. You're in Cambridge.
Does she get more information each time? Yeah. They do it three times. She's like, oh, off the A52.
Junction 12.
Oh. The Duchess soon returned with two glasses of gin and tonic in her hands.
Uh-oh. No, not more of this business.
Oh, yeah. She set them down and started to massage Belinda's long legs.
Set them down where? Aren't you supposed to do that like for like varicose veins and things? It's yeah. Not a sexy move, is it?
Well, she's 30. I don't think she's got varicose veins just yet.
All right. Well, I don't know.
I mean, can't wait to see what's underneath those tights.
Oh, hello.
Why do you think I wear a 60 denier?
She stretched them out and quickly shackled her ankles to the bottom of the bed with a similar pair of handcuffs Tony had used on her that afternoon in the maze.
Red ones, then?
Yeah.
This time, they were coloured yellow.
Oh.
Why? Okay, so he didn't tell us where the gin and tonics got put, but he'll tell us what colour the handcuffs are.
This time, they were coloured yellow. Belinda wondered idly where they were purchasing them from. Toys R Us?
There you go. That's another like, thought she shouldn't be having in that moment. Oh, I wonder where she's getting her handcuffs.
A child's toy store.
Yeah.
Oh, she said Toys R Us. I thought you said
no,
Toys R Us.
No, that's in the book.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's millions, says Jeffrey, all under one.
He was not talking about...
Toys R Us, Toys R Us, Toys R Us.
Special offer on handcuffs, 3 for £10. Red, yellow and
assorted
green.
Assorted colours while stocks last. Oh, gosh. Yeah, why does she never feel like she's in the moment?
Always her mind is wandering.
The Duchess started to massage Belinda's arms. Oh, just moved on from the legs. It felt so good, and she half expected them to be tied to the bedhead, but this didn't happen.
It felt... having your arms massaged, I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, ow, get off.
The massaging of the arms makes me think of, like, physiotherapy rather than something sexy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, she's obviously got tennis elbow.
Oh, sure, right, there you go.
Tennis elbow, varicose veins... A lot of
shin
issues.
Splints, that's why she was working down there.
Two asses. I mean, she's quite the woman.
I mean, no massage will sort that out.
The Duchess started to massage Belinda's arms. It felt so good, and she half expected them to be tied to the bedhead. But this didn't happen, and Belinda soon found out why.
Why?
Uh-oh.
They finished their drinks.
And they did pat a cake.
Because they had a thumb war.
Thumb war! They did the Macarena.
The Duchess, who was also still totally naked, started to massage Belinda's body with her tongue.
I'd call that lick, technically, yeah. Rather than massage with tongue.
Tongue must be freaking strong.
A deep tissue massage.
Yeah, let me work out those knots for you.
I love that her body looks 50, but her tongue is so lithe and muscly. It looks like an 18-year-old.
The Duchess's breasts draped over Belinda's body.
Draped.
Like a tablecloth on an old oak bench.
They just sound really thin, don't they?
Really thin.
Like a couple of empty. Fried eggs.
Like, and draped sounds like they've been placed. So like she's like, you know when you like waft out a duvet? It sounds like she's gone, wow.
The Duchess's breasts draped over Belinda's body as she licked her from head to toe.
Like a thin veil of saggy skin.
Oh, God.
Belinda was cold, so she draped the Duchess's breasts.
So she wrapped herself in the breasts. Like a burrito.
Belinda found it strangely erotic, especially when the Duchess's nipples, now as hard as rivets, scraped her soft skin.
What's our safe word again?
Oh, God, I can't remember. I've just spat everywhere. I'm so sorry.
Rivets.
Rivets? So she's got these, like, napkins for breasts with, like, bolts on the end.
What are they draped? There's so much weight.
Oh, God.
But they're weighted bags of skin. Also, how is a rivet scraping you erotic?
It must be...
While someone's, like, licking you from head to toe. I mean, oh, Duchess.
How is it scratching?
Oh, Duchess.
Oh, Duchess.
How is it scratching her?
They're scraping.
They're scraping. How dry is the skin?
That tongue, though.
Oh, that rough cat's tongue.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Probably licked by some sandpaper.
She's going to have grazes.
She's been in the wars, Belinda.
Really has.
So, Belinda found it strangely erotic, especially when the Duchess's nipples, now as hard as rivets, scraped her soft skin.
That is strange.
Belinda responded by rubbing her hand up and down the Duchess's vagina and eventually picked up enough courage to massage her clit.
Here's the thing about this.
Go on.
Do we have to finish the book?
Yeah, I think we've heard everything we're ever going to hear.
I've heard so
many
words.
No, but we haven't. That's the thing. We think that we've heard everything. And then, yet, each chapter, he manages to dredge out of nowhere just the most eye-watering imagery. It's just unbelievable. So we have to keep on reading. We have to.
It is. Credit where credit's due. Yeah.
And there's no credit due here.
There's no
credit due. So let's carry on.
So shall I move on?
After some very satisfactory moments...
Charming.
Rave reviews there.
There's Ofsted again.
That's what I think after every Belinda blinked recording. There were some very satisfactory moments.
After some very satisfactory moments, according to the loud moans emanating from the Duchess, she stood up and left the room.
Excused herself.
Not even.
Belinda started to wonder what she'd done wrong, but the Duchess returned with her riding crop in hand. The Duchess smiled at Belinda and said... Are you ready for this, servant?
No.
Belinda nodded her head slowly in disbelief. The Duchess wasted no more time and pressed the crop handle into Belinda's vagina.
Oh.
She had read about this type of sexual fantasy, but had never, ever experienced it.
Has she read Belinda Bling? Because I've never read about this before.
Some sales job this was turning out to be.
Oh, my God.
You're telling me.
Understatement of the century.
Belinda jumped. She had
you would? Oh, Jesus, what was that?
Jump, she's attached to the bed.
At least she didn't blink, I suppose.
However, she grinned and said, "Thanks, my lady." She also wickedly thought, "I must send Jim Sterling one of these."
There she goes again. Admin, oh, I must send Jim Sterling.
But to be fair, great comedy timing from Belinda. She's thinking about the bowl.
Belinda started to grind on the leather crop handle.
Oh, God, Jamie.
In actual real-life experiences, the handle was smaller than a lot of the cocks she had encountered.
Oh, sure. Thanks for a bit of anecdotal evidence there.
The Duchess held it in position and let Belinda enjoy the experience while she sucked her breasts and ate her nipples.
Oh, ate?
Don't swallow!
Where's it gone? Oh, Jesus.
So hang on, who's eating who?
The Duchess is eating everything.
The Duchess thinks she's at a buffet and is just greedy chowing down.
Oh, I haven't had any lunch.
Yeah, the Duchess is all over Belinda.
Oh, okay.
Ate.
She sucked her breasts and ate her nipples.
No, she didn't.
Belinda became very wet, orgasming at least three times in quick succession. Satisfied, the Duchess walked over to the wardrobe and brought out a strap-on penis, again made of finest leather.
It is finest leather, to be fair.
What does it matter? What does it have one of those, you know, when it says real leather? Like, you know, in, like, Italian wallets?
She put it on and entered Belinda in a single thrust.
Wow!
Okie dokie.
This time, Belinda knew that she was in for a real hammering. It was truly the best ride she'd ever experienced. Since the Dutchman Peter Rouse.
Yeah, she did have quite a good time with the Dutchman.
Mm.
I know we're not having a good time, but at least Belinda's having a good time.
This is the worst ride of my life.
Yeah.
The Duchess then unlocked Belinda's ankles from the plastic shackles and expertly flipped her onto her front.
Using her breasts like you would a sheet to flip. Yeah.
She started to massage Belinda's back and buttocks. All four of them.
Oh, snap!
Well done.
After a fairly short time, the Duchess said to Belinda, "Okay, servant, it's your turn." Belinda couldn't believe what she was hearing and watched warily whilst the Duchess removed the straps and put the penis onto Belinda. The Duchess made sure everything was tight and in the right place and slapped Belinda's ass as a gesture of good to go.
Like a horse!
Good to go! The way you'd tap the boot of a taxi to say, drive on. Yes.
I know, I love that it was all like shackled correctly.
Yeah, it was almost like Belinda was about to do a parachute jump. Like,
yeah,
she made
or ride a roller coaster or something like that.
Health and safety.
She's not on the oblivion.
Belinda walked around the bedroom with her monster prick out in front of her.
Monster prick.
And also walked about, or just like strutting herself. Look at me, I've got a penis.
Suddenly her gait has shifted to quite the masculine strut.
Monster prick, there's a phrase I didn't think I'd hear.
She could hardly believe it, and happily got to work on the Duchess. After about 7 minutes of pounding the Duchess's vagina and cervix, Belinda
and cervix. Vagina's fine, we don't need and cervix.
Belinda asked her to get on her knees.
It's a classic combo.
In fairness, Belinda thought the old bird was not doing too badly.
The old bird. God, what a way with words she has.
Okay, thought Belinda. It's time for a couple of volcanic orgasms.
Oh, sure.
It's time for a couple of volcanic orgasms. And she entered her mistress's vagina again.
She's in and out like a flipping dormouse. Is that the phrase?
I don't think it is. Dormouse?
A dormouse go
in and out from where?
In and out of a vagina like a dormouse. Is that the saying?
I'm sure that's a saying.
In and out of a vagina like a dormouse.
No, not in and out of a vagina. In and out of anywhere.
Like but a not dormouse. A vagina.
Bizarre.
In and out like a dormouse.
Belinda kept up the stimulation and soon the Duchess had orgasmed four times.
Bloody four times.
She stammered. Thank you, servant. That was utterly fantastic.
I hate your Duchess voice.
Trying to give it a bit of character, guys. Belinda came out of her and... Oh, God. Belinda came out of her and looked at the Duchess's face. She looked totally shattered.
Shattered. We're all shattered.
I think the Duchess probably looks a bit like I look right now.
Yes.
Just completely haggard.
She looked totally shattered. Her makeup was ruined and her immaculate hair was all over the place. Belinda then held her tits hard in her hands. What, like a stress ball?
Like rolled them up.
More like crumpled paper, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
And pulled her into an upright position.
Why is everybody using the breasts as handles or
yeah.
as like
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't
levers?
It? The Duchess flopped back onto the bed. No stamina, thought Belinda. Then, to Belinda's surprise, her mistress immediately fell asleep.
Immediately? Like narcolepsy.
Belinda had obviously worn her out and suddenly thought, what do I do now?
Leave?
She was free to leave.
Oh, thank God.
Or was she? Belinda thought for a few moments and an idea entered her head.
Oh, first one of the whole book, great.
I know, I could do my job and then I wouldn't have to shag everyone in sight.
I think it's just nice that for once something metaphorically entered her.
Oh, very nice.
Belinda thought for a few moments and an idea entered her head. She took the discarded yellow handcuffs and put them on the Duchess's ankles.
Good girl. Good girl.
Oh, it's getting a bit like...
revengey.
Yeah, like an actual story. Something's happening.
There's a plot.
There's a plot, who knew? The Duchess didn't stir throughout this procedure and was now sleeping very deeply.
Very deeply.
Yeah. Perfect, thought Belinda. She should stay this way for at least 4 or 5 hours, which will take me past my 12-hour servant contract.
I told you she had other stuff on her mind.
The second part of Belinda's plan was simple. As she had arrived at the chalet totally naked, she had no clothing and needed something to get back to the horse and jockey for her late evening appointment with Peter Rouse.
She's still going to make the appointment.
She's a professional, Alice. Of course she is.
Sorry.
Calmly, Belinda went to the wet room and picked up the Duchess's discarded riding clothes and boots.
I knew it.
They would fit her just fine. And she didn't need to wear the underwear.
She very rarely wears underwear. So
yeah, I was
going
to say, it's an alien concept to Belinda. She quickly pulled on the jodhpurs and riding boots. Standing up, she looked at herself in the large mirror. Not bad, she thought. Indeed, they look very sexy.
Belinda, give it a break for a minute, Jesus.
All she thinks about is sex. It's like a one-track mind.
And let me guess, she's probably looking a bit dishevelled. She's not going to be looking her best, is she?
Not bad, she thought. Indeed, they look very sexy. The black boots suited her colouring. And the elasticated jodhpurs...
perfectly fit her two asses.
The black boots suited her colouring, and the elasticated jodhpurs took the shape of her perfect ass extremely well.
Told you.
Perfect's in the eye of the beholder.
She pulled on the white blouse and attached the black cravat around the collar.
Well, you don't need to put the cravat on. You just need some clothes to get back to the horse and jockey. Don't accessorise.
The flourishes. Jesus. And then she put in a fascinator and she was on her way back to town.
What is she playing at?
Lastly, she put on the red riding jacket. It indeed was a beauty and must have cost a small fortune. A last look in the mirror told Belinda what she already instinctively knew.
What do you think she thinks? Go on.
I think she's thinking, I look hot or something like that.
Right. What do you think
it's going to be something about her looking good for her age.
Okay. A last look in the mirror told Belinda what she already instinctively knew. She looked $1 million.
She did not look $1 million.
She looked little equestrian range, $12.99.
She checked on the now snoring Duchess.
She went back to check, just leave.
Poor the Duchess is like...
The Duchess has totally checked out. I love that. She checked on the now snoring Duchess, grabbed the black riding cap and crop, switched off the lights and left the chalet. As she had hoped, the Duchess had left the keys in the ignition. Belinda had no need for the horse box, so she unhooked it and mentally thanked one of her past male flings for teaching her how to caravan. She jumped into the driving seat, started up the engine, put on the headlights and headed for the main road. All she needed now was a signpost to the local town where she could orient herself, find the horse and jockey, and keep her appointment with Peter. And that's the end of chapter 9.
Have you ever read a book that is both so grueling and so rewarding in equal measure?
No, I don't think so.
I've never laughed as hard at chapters in a book, but at the same time, I've never left quite so exhausted from reading a book.
It is so draining. Especially when you have
can
to, like,
imagine for you.
Go round for tea around your mum and dad's house and just try and not think about what you've just read.
So what's the next chapter called?
So the next chapter is called The Horse and Jockey. So we're back in the pub.
So she makes it back.
She makes it back.
Spoiler alert.
So if we haven't alienated all of you listening, come back next week for more smutty fun with chapter 10, which seems incredible that we've got this far. In the meantime, please do get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. We love your thoughts. Dad loves your thoughts as well.
We've been checking Twitter. You can tweet us at Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yeah, you can go on Facebook as well. My Dad Wrote a Porno. There's a page there.
And we have an Instagram too. My Dad Wrote a, because Instagram... a bit funny about these things.
Yeah.
They potentially won't like chapter 9.
No. But before then, until we get to chapter 10, enjoy yourself, look after yourself.
Masturbate yourself. You know.
Until then.
Thanks for listening.